Shehiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu. We're about to start a new mesecta, Meseches Eduyos. Meseches Eduyos is an adventure. Every mesecta is an adventure, but Meseches Eduyos b'frat is a grand tour of many of the inyanim and gan shas, because Eduyos is a mesecta that spans no specific subject. The subject is the word that the mesecta is named. Eduyos. Testimonies. The reason why it's here in Seder Nezikin is, even though it has a lot of Kachim and Tyrus and Noshim and Zikin, Zroi and Moed, all different areas of Torah, but the theme that combines all of them is that they're all Eduyos that were set over, the Messiahs of Torah Shebal Peh that were set over. In this way, it's a Hemshech, really, of Meseches Sanhedrin and Makis, which deal with the Dinim of the Sanhedrin. The Iker of the Sanhedrin, the Iker Sanhedrin, rather, was the Sanhedrin Shalayin Beis. Besides being done on specific Shailas, their primary role was upholding the Maseres HaTorah, and that's what this Masecht is. It's upholding Eduyos, testimonies that were said over Ish Mipi Ish on different Pratim of different Halachas. Now, there's a story here. This Masecht was not in the original Mishnayis that was given over Midor Dor during the times of the Second Beis HaMikdash. I'm sure many of you are hearing this and you're saying to yourself, Mishnayis, the Second Beis HaMikdash? The Mishnayis were written by Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That's 100 plus years, close to 125 years after Churban Bayis Sheni. What is he talking about? Mishnayis of Bayis Sheni. And the answer is, if you look in Mekoros, the Sefer Teres HaRishonim really discusses this topic, Barichus, is that there was a Seder of Mishnayis, meaning say Shmuyis, that gave over every single area with all the different pratim in Teresh Shebal Peh, B'Ktzara Mamish. Teresh Shebal Peh, of course, goes back, and in this way, Eduyos is a Hagdama to Meseches Avos, which discusses the Tanoim that make up the Shalshal Zadaris. In the times of the Second Beis HaMikdash, there was formulated a system of, we'll call it brises, mostly arranged by Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, that gave over all the Shmuyis, all the different areas of Torah, in a certain Seder. Before Anshe Knesset HaGdolah, until the beginning of Bayis Sheni, every Rebbe gave over, the information, of course, was given over B'Shlemus. There were no machloikis in Torah until several Doris into the Second Beis HaMikdash, the Dor of the Zugos, which will be described in the first paragraph in Obis. Until then, Kol HaTorah Kula was completely in agreement by all the Chachmei HaTorah, because Sanhedrin HaGadol, if there were ever any disputes or issues of not being clear, it would be brought, and they would pass, and there would be Machriah. However, in the beginning of the second Bayis, it was after Tkufa of Golus, so the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah formulated an exact wording for all those Shmuyis. There were different Mesechtas. They were handed down over the centuries, Befrat, Tkufa, and the Bayis Sheni, where there were periods of unrest. And then there were details that were not clear, because the Mishnayis that were given over by the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah were very Biktzara. A lot of what wasn't in the wording itself was given over Ish M'Pish, and there were details that could become unclear. And based on that, that's why Machloikasin started between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and between later Tanoim. There were details. Machloikasin usually are not on fundamentals of any din. They're usually on small details. Rabbeinu HaKadosh foresaw that Klal Yisrael would be Nispazer, and Klal Yisrael would lose its ability to be one unified Sanhedrin, and therefore he brought together all the Chachmei HaTorah at a period when it was politically shaykh to bring them all together, and he formulated a final editing, whereas until Rabbeinu HaKadosh, different Tanoim gave over their Nuschois of the Mishnah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh edited, that's the right way to say it, not he wrote the Mishnayis, not he formulated the Mishnayis, but he edited the final version. And he was Menape, that was the version of Mishnah that for all time will be, so to speak, the final fixed version of Teresh Shebal Peh. In the times of the second Bayis, Mishnayis were separated by topic. Shabbos, Erevim, Psochim, Shkolim, Bava Kama, Bava Metzir, Bava Basra, and so on. However, there was one period where there were a lot of Shmois, Chalokim of Torah Shebal Peh, that have its own categorization. Let's understand an incident that's brought in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chof Ches. In the Tkufa when Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi of Sanhedrin, there was a limited amount of Talmidim that were let in the Beis Medrash. The bar was very high. Toicha kebarei chazal yusach anusach. They had to be mamish on the highest Medrega possible. There's a whole incident described over there in the Sugya where there was a disagreement between the Chachamim as to how to be Misnaig. Rabbi Gamliel had one Misnaig, had to be Misnaig, where he was makbid on the Eligatana Rabbi Yeshua, and there was a back and forth, and eventually they decided to make Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Nasi. That was only temporary. It was just to make a point, and Rabbi Gamliel quickly stepped back into the role of Nasi with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as a subsidiary Nasi, where the Gemara says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah dashed 1 week a month, and Rabbi Gamliel dashed the other three. What the Gemara says is that the Tkufa of Elazar ben Azariah, there was a need to bring everybody into the Oyel HaTorah. This was in Yavne, the first Tkufa, right after Churban Bayis Sheni. There was a need to open the doors of the Beis Medrash and to favor quantity over quality. The Gemara uses the terminology Bay Bayoim. That Bay Bayoim, Mikublanu Mirabiseinu, does not mean Dafka that day. There's many Shmois of Miseris that were given over by different Chachamim, some Tanoim that are completely obscure, that we wouldn't have heard of otherwise, but it was with Shmois that were clarified, clarifying Protim of different Halachas that were in doubt, that were Shori B'Machloikis, and the Chachmei HaTorah formulated various Halachas in that Tkufa, because there were more Chachamim there. The Tkufa Bay Bayoim is probably a Tkufa of several years, but it's called Bay Bayoim. And because there were so many important hoisophis and clarifications made, Chazal kept for the next 100 years a body of Torah Shebal Peh Mesorah called the Eduyos, the testimonies that were given over and clarified by Bayoim in that Tkufa of a few years of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Nasius. Because of that, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he formulated the Mishnayos, created a new Mesechta that was not there before. Mesechas Eduyos. It's the Mesechta giving over those testimonies, even though it's not really by topic. Some of it is, okay, here are the Shmois of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and there's a myriad of topics that will be discussed. We'll see the Mishnayos are confusing, how it moves from thing to thing. It's more based on the similarity in the Eidus than in the content of the Eidus. Look at the Tveris Yisrael and the Hakdami. He brings something, a Dover Mosuk, that the word Eduyos is also a play on the word Idis. The name of the Mesechta is Idis. Idis Miloshin, when a person has a bunch of fields, some are higher quality, lower quality, the field that he has to give, that a Mazik has to pay with, is called Idis, his best. These Shmois were clarified with a myriad of Chachamim there, and because of that, they're the Idis of Miseris of Torah Shebal Peh. This is another play on the Nusach of the Shem of the Mesechta. So, we're going to start now the Mesechta, and again, we're going to move from topic to topic. It's possible that it would be out of place to delve into any of the topics too much. For instance, the first Mishnah is going to be one of the most important Mishnahs in Dine Tyrus, and it deals with a variety of topics in the context of Tumah, and when there's a Suffolk Tumah, how we date when that Tumah took place, and the ramifications. This has to do with Hilchas Chazokos, and it has to do with Gzeiris of Tumah. We're going to learn the Mishnah. We won't go into the full Oymik of the Mishnah. We would leave that, Be'ez Hashem, for Mesechus Nida, because that's the place where it'll be. We'll try to go through the Mesechus in a thorough way, but without going Midai into any of the topics that need more expertise in the Mesechta from which that Mishnah comes. Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph Bez Hashem. Shammai Oimer, Kol Anoshim Dayon Shaiton. What we're discussing over here is a woman who has a Riyas Dam. She becomes Tomei, Tumas Nida, Tumas Ziva. Again, we won't go into the problem of what the difference is between the two. But suffice to say, when she has a Riyas Dam, she becomes Tmeo. The problem is that she finds Dam Begufa, and she has no idea when that Dam came out from the Makor, which is the Siba HaMetamah. She becomes Tameh when the Dam is Yotza from the Makor, even though it's inside her guf, she has no idea when she became Tameh. Okay, she's Tameh now. The problem is, what happens if she was preparing a meal for her husband, who's a Kohen, 2 hours before that, and the food and the kelim that she touched, maybe a truma, did that truma become Tameh? We have no idea if she was Tameh 2 hours ago. It's possible, yes. We only found the truma now. Shamayim kol anoshim dayon shaiton. Dayon shaiton means it's enough to be metame them going forward mishas maisa, from when the Re'ez Dam is. Pashtus, this is based on Chazok Dmei Kora. There's a bunch of kashis and a bunch of inyonim that are totally in this in Nidid Avbez Amar Aleph. Ayin Shom. V'hil loimim mepkido lepkido. Hillel is machmir. The Gemara explains that we are metame tuma lemafreya. Pekida means when the last time she was boidik internally and she found her guf noki midam mehamikor. So memela, if the last bedika she made was 3 days ago, so then we have no certainty that she wasn't tame from then. And when she finds the dam now, we have to be metamehir lamafre retroactively from then. We don't use chazok the meikor. Afil liyomim harbin, the Mishnah adds. Vachachamim oimrim. We don't rely fully on the Chazak de Meikar. Even Hillel relies on the Chazak de Meikar deraisa. This din is a din derabonon, and it's only a din, like we said, biyachas to tumah, tahara, kodshim, and so on. This is not a din that goes over into when she calculates her yemei vest, and so on. V'chomim oimrim, we don't go all the way retroactively. Like a divizah, but like a divizah. We'll go back as far as a me'es la'es. Me'es la'es is 24 hours from this time till the identical time yesterday. If 24 hours before that is longer than from the last bedika, so then the pekida, the bedika, will be the amount of time she's tame. Whichever one is less time, that's how far retroactively we'll be mitame her. Kol isha sheyesh lo veset, any woman who has a fixed time that dam is yotza, migufa, daya shaita, even though Beis Hillel l'chachoma mitame l'mafreya, but a woman who has a vest, we assume that she only saw dam then, and they're makbid to Beis Shammai b'chiyai Gad, there's no reason to be makbid. Hamashameshes bi'idim. The word idim, we're pronouncing it that way because that's the way the Mefarshim spell it, is idim means a cloth, obscure word for a cloth. It means a clean cloth that she used to be baidik internally, and she uses it kaidim tashmish, acha tashmish amita, and therefore it serves a purpose of clarifying whether she's a roi adam. The other way to read this word is edim. That's the way the poskim write it. They call it aid miloshin, that it's an aid as to her status vis-a-vis Tyra. Harezu kipkido, that is the same as a bidiko, even though the bidiko doesn't have to be done b'shas tashmish, but if she does, it serves the same purpose. Mimaeta sayad me'ez la'ez la'yad mipkido lipkido. And it's memayat that amount of time, according to the Chacham, either less than 24 hours, or the 24 hours will be less than the Zman Abedika.